I heard Cheryl and Mary say there are two kinds of people in the world today. One or the other, I've heard some must be. The men are them, the women are we.
I ain't a fucking trained monkey. I ain't gonna fucking dance.
Who is this telling me to dance?
Fuck you.
She knows who she'll find in the history of mankind.
Besides, the problem is,
but then she's in
ahead of her time. There's nothing below here.
There's nothing below here. I haven't shaved my legs.
Well, I don't miss her.
Fucking promote me if she misses me so goddamn much. Fucking whore.
I love doing live pogroms. I can't edit out anything.
Well, Zilla Fag, I guess you'll have to find out if my vagina is shaved.
To pacify the people, for they won't defend a woman who's indifferent to men. No, she's my friend.
I'm not a trained fucking monkey. Good God. Who's telling me to dance? Wait, this is the intro. I'm not supposed to talk.
Oh, it's real as a mountain. It's strong as the sea. Besides, an angry woman is a beauty.
Oh, blow up. Jesus Christ. I think that's Robert Scoble right over there at 51822. No penis between us. The fuck are you talking about? I'm not in the mood to fucking dance. If I was in the mood to fucking dance, don't you think I'd be fucking dancing? I don't have my good glasses. Very good. How does that look, everyone? Does that look okay? Thank you. Do you like the glasses? Is that okay? A little bit too hot? A little bit too Catherine Crosby? Let's see. Oh, Griselda's here, so let's call her. I'm sure she's very technically incompetent, so I'm sure that this will not work. However, it's fun to try. Troika. That's the problem. I don't even need bifocals. Why am I doing this? Oh, God. Oh, because they look good. All right, let's see. Calling Griselda.
Hi, Madge.
Hi, Griselda. Can you hear me okay?
I can. Can you hear me okay?
I hear you perfectly fine.
Good.
Oh, I'm glad you came onto the program. You know, I have a problem. I can't find my regular glasses, so I'm wearing these substitute lesbone things.
Oh, can you send me the link on our chat? To the show, I always... is it just at Yeast Radio?
Yeah, you just go to Yeast Radio and then you see the picture. But you might want to turn down the audio because it'll confuse you. But at least you'll be able to see when we do the Yeti Pot, a Neti Pot.
Okay.
And you can see the chats.
That's going to be disgusting.
It is not. I'm all set up. So what have you got to talk about? Do you have anything exciting? Griselda, by the way, for the audience... is on the Starbucks Elite Athlete Pogrom. There's only like five of them in the world. And so Griselda's not her real name. It's a pseudonym. Okay. Is that right?
Yes, that's right. So I'm really excited because is this audio messing you up. Can you hear it on my end?
Yeah, can you turn off the audio over there on your end?
Yeah, hang on.
Or can you put it in the headphone? Yeah, there you go.
Okay, so, yeah, next month I'm really excited because I'm going to go do the Myrtle Beach Marathon, and then I'm going to go...
Girdle.
Yeah, Girdle Beach. And then I'm going to go to Louisiana, I think, and do Mardi Gras Marathon.
You're going to go what? What was the second thing?
To Louisiana to do the Mardi Gras Marathon.
Wow. Do they still have Mardi Gras? I thought New Orleans was underwater now.
Well, actually, Mardi Gras is February 5th, and the marathon isn't until the end of the month. But, yeah, supposedly it's rebuilt.
Right. They killed all the black people, didn't they?
No, I think those are the only ones left.
Oh. Does it look like I have... you're from the East Coast. Does it look like I have lesbian facial hair?
Maybe if your blush is just a little bit red, so you just kind of look old.
I am old. That's okay. I don't mind looking my age.
Okay, well, I guess if you...
maybe there is a little bit of facial hair showing.
Yeah. It's not too bad, though.
Oh, my God, look at zit.
How can you have a zit? You're 70.
Everybody gets zits, and I'm 58, thank you. I'll be 59 next month, in March. Hold on. Can you see me?
Yeah.
It's hard to pop your zit when you're, like, on a delay. Oh, I guess that's not going to happen. All right. Anyway, what were we talking about? So you were going to do some running and let your ankles fall off in New Mexico or something? No.
Yeah, I went into Mobile, Alabama last weekend and puked all over the place.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yeah.
You vomited.
In the potty at mile 20.
That's terrible, isn't it? But why did you do this?
Why?
Yeah.
That's a really good question.
Thank you for that's what I do.
Enjoy it.
Do you just do it because you're an elite athlete and it offers so many fringe benefits that you just have to keep it up?
I still like running. I just wish I were faster.
Why?
I've gotten really slow.
Well, I wish, I understand what it is. You have a constant drive to do better, which is very ordinary feeling. I have that often, especially when I'm failing at something. But you finish them all, don't you?
Yep.
Right.
There's only one race I didn't finish, and I still, feel horrible about it.
Uh-huh. Okay, well, this neti pot ritual is going to take some time, so I thought we'd do it in stages. Now, let me read the instructions first. Prepare the saline solution, okay? It says, most people find that non-iodized table salts... Can you turn down that noise? I still hear a little echo. Is that coming from your headphone or what?
I don't know. Is that better?
Hello, vagina. Vagina police.
Is that better?
Yeah. Okay. Carefully. Oh, it's actually not, but that's okay. Generally, most people find that non-iodized table salts is the best salt solution, blah, 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 blah. We do not recommend the use of sea salt, blah, 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 non-iodized. 1/8 of a teaspoon of fine table salt into about 1 cup of warm water until it's fully dissolved. The water should be warm, but not hot. It should feel pleasantly warm to the touch so as not to irritate your nasal passages with either too hot or too cold water. Never use either hot or cold water. You may prefer to use boiled water, bottled water, if your local water supply is too hard or has chemicals or an unappealing taste. Okay, so we're going to, I do have the salt. I don't have, can you see this? Let's see. Can you see the salt? I have kosher salt because I'm a Jew. See that?
Very nice.
Isn't it? Why is this? Is this backwards? No. Okay, so we're going to put... This is the Yeti pot. I think that means Sasquatch. Doesn't Yeti mean like the abominable snowman or something?
Abominable. Yeah.
So what else is going on? You're into fat people? What are you watching on the internet these days? You were into some television program you were telling me about, like Cheryl Likes. One of those dumb things.
I can't remember the television
program. Oh, you like
program,
fat man.
I was watching all those YouTube videos of people eating Taco Bell.
Taco Bell? Oh, Christ, yeah. I spilled some. fuck. Videos of Taco Bell eating? Who sent those? Cheryl? I don't remember seeing Taco Bell.
No, I found them off Fat Man.
Did you show Cheryl? Can you post a link into the little chat box?
Yeah, hang on. It's going to take me a second.
Okay, now, this is how prepared I am. I even boiled a pot of water in my water cooker. I like to pretend I'm from either Europe because I have a water cooker. I don't believe in using the stove for these things. Now, this water was hot about 15 minutes ago, so it's probably still too hot. Okay. I'm pouring it in. I'm going to make this into a short video later, maybe with some music. I don't know what music would go with Yeti pots. I don't know what the Sasquatch listened to. I think this water's way too hot. But at least since I boiled the water, we know that it's a sterile. Too bad the spoon was on the floor. Oh, it's Yeti. Did you see it? It's starting to squirt on me. It's like a penis. This is very hot water. What are you doing over there? Scoble was recently treated for severe rashing due to a family of squirrels living in his fat folds. You know, I don't understand why so many people find it difficult to believe that that was really Robert Scoble on my Are you still there, Griselda?
Yeah, I am.
Oh, okay. Just asking, because you were being quiet. Oh, okay. You know what? I need to get some water, but how am I going to do this without... See, Archer Radio took the day off. Did you take the day off just to listen to this program? This program? Let's see. Okay, maybe I can find some listen to it mail to play while I do this. Okay. Let's see here. Where does this go with the... What are you doing over there? Looking for Taco Bell? Hello?
Hello, me?
Yeah, you looking for Taco Bells or what? What are you doing over there?
Oh, I was actually folding my laundry. I already sent the Taco Bell link.
Oh, okay. Well, let's look at this. Okay, let's see here. Taco Bell. Oh, Christ. Oh, God. Well, you know what? Can you tell me what to search for? Because I have to do it in a weird way. I can't describe. I do. Okay. Tell me what to search for on the YouTube, even though I don't use YouTube.
Do I need to just copy the link again for you?
Yeah, no. I'll put it in. Can you put it in the Skype. The Skype, not the chat.
Oh, Skype. Okay.
Yeah, because I can't. It's a different computer. It's hard to explain. Hard to explain. Okay, now I'm clicking on it, and now I can play it for the audience. It says it's inappropriate. I have to confirm my birth. Oh, my God, are you kidding me?
This one's actually Twinkie eating.
But she's not making any noise.
Wow.
She's gross. Sweet. Oh, my God, is she fat? I feel thin.
You are thin.
Yeah. Okay. Well, where's the ones with the tacos? I want to see her eat tacos.
Oh, I'm going to have to look harder.
Sex with a fat girl, BBW. What's this? Ew. Oh, this is from Feeder, I think, the movie Feeder.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. All right, hold on. I got to get some cold water. I'll be right back. Don't go nowhere.
Okay.
Right. Can you talk about something if this video ends? Or describe it, because there's nothing happening.
Okay. Here, I'm going to send another video. I don't even know what this one is. Oh, this looks good, though. Okay, she's walking in her trailer. I'm sending this right now. There we go. She's walking down the hallway, and she's as big as the hallway.
There is no penis between us friends.
Okay, so watch this one, Madge.
Okay, wait. Okay, there it is. So, gonna watch this as I stir my Yetis. My Yeti pot. Hopefully it's a little warm. Ew! Is that Amy from
obesity.com? Amy.
That was Amy, really?
Yeah.
Okay. This is really going to be disgusting, everyone. I hope you don't mind. This is perfect temperature. Now, What you do is, I have to tell you, audience, that this is the first time I've ever done this. So it may be a bit disturbing. I've always had a fear of what's supposed to happen is, yes, I do have a bucket. Ah, it keeps spilling onto my vagina. It feels kind of good. I have a bucket right here. This is the same bucket I make my beans in. Position yourself directly over the keyboard. Griselda, are you watching this?
Of course I am. I'm really excited.
Okay, so what happens is you're supposed to go like this, sideways, and then the water, they say this is before yoga. You do this neti before yoga. That's why it has four letters. It's also a website for you to download fat people's videos or something. Oh, no, that's, never mind. Can you use this to reclaim cocaine that was snorted the night before? Good question. I would go to the website and ask. I don't know.
Well, you know, the cocaine's going to dissolve with the wetness, so I don't know.
Yeah, but you could, couldn't you boil it out of the water?
Oh,
yeah,
maybe.
Like, you know how you boil something down like crack rock?
Yeah.
I'm scared.
Don't be, just do it. It's going to feel really horrible, though.
Oh, look.
Ew, that's so disgusting. Gross. Ew.
Ah, it's going down my fetche. Wait, I can't talk. You talk.
I don't understand. Is this just in your nose? Happening?
Where the fuck else does it look like? My vagina?
Well, I don't know. Is it like going into your sinuses?
Can you not ask me questions?
I'm sorry. Archer Radio wants to know if you feel it up in your head, and that was
my
question.
God. Yes. Have you ever gone swimming in the... Have you ever gone swimming in the ocean and you get a big snot full of salt water? That's what it feels like.
Oh, I don't think I'd enjoy that.
My God, what's in
Are
here?
Are you going to yoga after this?
Is there snot coming out of my nose? I am going to yoga later. I think I have yoga today. I'm not sure. I know I have the yoga tomorrow. But this is you're supposed to do these yoga positions where you're done. I'll do some of them. I'll do so. Oh, Archer, you do this regularly, Archer? He says you should feel it swishing around in your sinus.
I guess he does.
It's weird. Archer, what do you mean? Oh, talk, Griselda.
Sorry, I was putting my laundry away. Yeah, I guess you're not... The water is clear. Either that or you're not doing it good enough.
I was doing it exactly like they showed me on the fucking video. What am I doing? Am I doing something wrong?
It should be like green water.
What? It shouldn't be green unless you have a sinus infection, which I do.
You don't have a sinus infection?
Chris Weigel thinks that wants to know if there's a danger of triggering menstruation. Now when you're postmenopausal. Look at all the water I got. Here, let me show you. It's hard to see. Oh, yeah. See all the water?
Yeah.
Okay, now let's do our yoga positions. I'm sorry if this is boring for you, Griselda.
It's not.
Feel free to talk.
I'm sorry
about
if it's boring for everyone else.
So, does that mean I did it wrong? I'm doing it right, but I must have any stuff that goes up, gross stuff up. Well, I don't, because I don't leave the house. So let me go, I'm doing my, whatever this position's called, but I saw them do it on the TV program. I think there's like a booger hanging out of my nose. But Archer, I don't feel nothing coming out. I don't feel no liquid moving around my head. I mean, it went in one nostril and not the other. And you see the dangly?
How much did your neti thing come?
Come?
Cough.
Well, we know. Are you masturbating or something? Why did you say come?
Sorry.
Is this right?
I'm distracted.
I can understand that. I'm glad I wore this muumuu instead of my usual purple.
You look really big.
Okay, what did you say?
How much did your neti cost?
It was like $15. They have it at the Whole Foods right in front of the checkout register. I thought it was a sign from the goddess that it's time to do my neti pot ritual. Because, you know, I've been planning on doing this for a long time.
Well, I'm glad that you got one. Did the cashier look at you funny?
No, because he was black.
Oh.
But I did get 10 cents off for using my renewable resource bag.
Good.
Let's see. Can you see it coming out?
Do yeah, that's
I, am I supposed to do this again, Archer? Am I supposed to do this again, or is once enough? Huh? Is once enough, Archer? Archer! Okay, thank you, Archer. Anyway, well, that was great. I can make
a
video.
Yeah, that was really exciting.
I need to get something to wipe my... I'll just use this hat that used to belong to my girlfriend, Gussie Isquitch. No offense, Gussie. But got to move on. It's been almost 2 years. Well, no, I did read an article in some health thing, and you know, while this is a homeopathic cure, I personally have to. There's disclaimers all over the box. I'm saying, you know, this is not a cure in all this. You know, this is a homeopathic remedy. Blah blah blah.
Blah, blah, blah.
Listen to your physician and all this. Well, I'm here to tell you. I'm a lesbian. I know what to tell people. I am. I pretend to be a doctor on my advice show. So what I would suggest is the next time you have a bloody nose or maybe a huge headache when you bend over and you have a huge headache or you have diarrhea for more than 3 weeks, go ahead and do this instead of going to the doctor. I'm sure it'll cure you. Don't bother with the doctor. Just use this here neti pot. How's that?
Andy Melton's online.
Yeah, he's been on a long time. He's been on the whole time. You didn't. He was very angry that you thought you hate him. He said that he hates you. He doesn't hate you at all, he said. He said he loves you.
So have you done those ear candles?
What?
Have you used ear candles?
Ear candles? I never heard of that.
It supposedly sucks the wax out of your ears. It's similar to the neti thing.
Really? How does that work?
I have no idea, but I will find the link for you and send it to you right now.
She's not ignoring you, Andy. Andy says, I love how Shishi ignores me.
Why? What did I do?
You own a vagina. What did you do? I don't see it. I would bring it. He's not on Skype. I can't. Oh, yeah, he is on Skype. Let's see. Maybe we can find out. You better not be near your parents masturbating, because you better be able to answer this fucking phone, Andy. Christ. Christ on a stick. That's weird. Your phone is ringing at the same time as his.
Weird. Here, let me just send this to you real quick. I'm going to go answer this phone call.
Okay. Andy, why didn't you answer the phone? Huh? Who's ignoring who now, fucker? All right. Andy, what's wrong? He's fucked. Andy! I see him on the stream, but I don't hear him. Andy! The fuck? Oh, she's probably trying to find a fucking headphones, a stupid cunt. All right, maybe I'm sure somebody sent me something in the mail I can listen to, but I haven't looked in so long I forgot where I put them.
Can you hear me now?
Hi, Andy. How you doing?
Hey, I'm good. How are you? The parents are gone, thank God.
Did you enjoy my Yeti?
I just tuned in, so I missed it.
Oh, my God. You missed my nasal cleansing?
Yes, but I watched the video last night, and that's creepy.
Yeah, but that wasn't me. But you know what? I'm going to make another video for me because people need to see me do it. That was the first time I ever done it. I'm trying to speak your language, Andy. Done it.
I'm supposed to say hi to Steven in New York.
Is that Gay Cub 78?
I have no
idea. Gay Cub 78 is in love with you. He said, he says, I'd help Andy masturbate.
Oh, really? I need some help doing that.
Where's this fucking echo coming from? Is that Andy or Griselda?
It's me. I'm sorry.
Can you fix it?
Well, I actually think it is Andy because I'm not hearing anything on my end.
Okay.
And I didn't change anything.
Did you change? What's going on with the Andy? Are you not wearing headphones or what?
I'm wearing headphones. Maybe I got the thing up too loud. Is that better?
Yeah. Much better.
Okay,
so you have a fan named Gay Cub 78 from Maryland. Sounds like he's...
Why don't you come over to my house in Tennessee?
But can't you turn your voice up without turning the earphones up? Or what's the story with this?
I have the mic turned up, and I'm turning it up now. Is that better?
Okay. Yeah, that's good. Fine. Griselda, what else? What did you want to talk to Andy about? Now, you two need to clear some air, I think, while I figure out why my neti pot made me so salt bloated.
Andy, how come you're never online? Because I know that you're always online.
I am always online.
Did you block her?
No. Yeah, did you block me?
Are you on Skype now?
Yeah. I'm always on AIM and you're never there.
Well, what's your AIM?
He doesn't use AIM, I don't think. I see him on the... Oh, he uses LiveJournal. Can we say your LiveJournal ID or no?
Yeah, you can.
Not yours. I meant Andy's.
Both of them are PenguinLust85.
PenguinLust85.
CubanLust?
Pagan. Penguin.
Oh.
Yep. Lust85.
I guess my nose is clean. It's nice to know that something in my body isn't toxic.
Except your gine.
Yeah, maybe I should douche the old gine or next time. But I don't think I can use the Yeti pod on that. But don't you think this is a source of bacterial infections?
Hello. Okay, if I crap it, I'll be back. Hang on.
I don't know. I'm just really excited about Andy's live journal. I'm going there right now.
Oh, you didn't know he had a live journal?
No. I'm adding him right now.
Well, you know, what I meant by live journal is he does have a live journal, but I meant the live journal chat. You can chat with people through LiveJournal, and I always find Andy and Cheryl there the most easiest.
Wow. What's Cheryl's name?
I can't say because, you know, I don't know if she wants me to give it out. Probably, okay. It's probably Cheryl Prolapse or some dumb shit like that.
You probably don't want to read mine because it's really stupid, so yeah.
Well, mine's all about food.
I'm looking at news. Let's see if anything interesting is happening in the world. This... why do I subscribe to the Artie Lang weblog from the Howard Stern show? You know, this is retarded because, you know, he made this pledge where every time he says the word faggot, because he's homophobic, every time he says the word faggot, he's going to donate, what was it, $100, Chris? $100 to the equal sign people. What was the equal sign? You know, the people that do the yellow and gold equal sign, yellow and blue.
Skinner?
Yeah, Leonard Skinner. And, oh, okay, George Takei Society. Chris. So I wrote on his blog, I said, well, every time I say the word fat ass on my show, I'm going to donate $1 to Weight Watchers Anonymous. But I didn't even get a reply to that. I thought it was pretty good. Okay. So what do you think about the erection, Andy?
It really kind of bores me. Sorry, but it does lately. Why, I used to be. Too.
Why does it bore you? Why does it bore you?
I just can't get into it. I don't know. It's just, there's no clear candidate that I'm really, you know, rooting for or anything like that. I just don't care.
Okay, there's an article from Paul Krugman. And while being a Hillary Clinton shrill, I've also noticed that Amy Goodman has been kind of shilling for, is it shilling or strilling or strilling for Hillary? I mean, but what choice do you have? It's kind of surprising considering how pro-war she is, but whatever.
Say rooting so you can make a vagina reference.
What? What?
I said say vagina, or not vagina, say rooting so you can make a vagina reference.
Rudy Vagina-Iney? I never made a vagina reference with her. We're going to end the show soon because the shows have been too long. I'm trying to keep it down so I can put two shows on one tape. I'm going to end in 2 minutes. Griselda, do you want to share with anything in particular else?
No. Okay. Nothing at all.
Let me play this real quick.
I like that Kate Cup thinks I have a sexy voice.
Can't resist. I see that Anna Schwartz is blaming the Fed for the subprime crisis. I have some sympathy for this view, but not for the reasons she gives. But anyway, the article mentions the whole, did the Fed cause the Great Depression issue, and explains succinctly why...
Oh, it's talking about the subgroup. Here's what I want to just ask about, and I'll leave on this notes. You know, the subprime crisis, you know, there's these consumer groups that are suing Goldman Sachs because they had multi-billion dollar profits, even though, yet they're in a large way responsible for this, all these poor people getting their mortgages foreclosed upon. Now, that we know about, right? So you would think that, okay, well, it's not happening again, yet just like the Iraq war and us going after another war at the same exact time, we also have the exact same situation in exact same situation happening with the credit card industry right under our Yeti pots, which is the fact that every time I check the mail, I get all these offers for 3.8% credit card loans and all this shit. You know, in other words, they're trying to get me into debt. This is the problem of the subprime crisis. It's not because it's mortgage. It's because people were getting too far into debt that couldn't afford it. So why the fuck is it legal to send out these fucking credit card notices to people who are foreclosing upon their mortgage anyway, and then you're going to compound the misery and the problem by having them take loans out on credit cards, which say 3.8%, and then it goes up to 25% in a year when they can't pay that off. And then you get them worse into debt, and then Goldman Sachs makes even more money, and then the economy's even more fucked, and we're even more Chinese after that.
You know, it's called, population control.
Population control?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think so, Andy. It's called survival of the biggest assholes.
Well, that works too.
Anyway, I think I'm going to end my program now. I would like to thank my guests, Griselda and Andy Melton.
Yay.
On.
What?
I said thanks for having us on.
Okay, bye then. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Cleanliness is an essential part of sexual attraction. Many women prefer using a douche to clean out their vagina, and the most simple method is to use a syringe or irrigator, which has been filled with warm water mixed with kitchen salt or vinegar or other household ingredient, usually recommended and handed down from mother to daughter. Because of the large demand for feminine cleansing aids, many fine commercially prepared douches are now on the market. There are concentrate or powdered douches, which, when mixed with warm water, have a deodorizing and cleansing effect on the vagina. Also, many types of flavored and scented douches. Concentrates can be purchased through mail-order houses. The flavors and scents range from peach nectar, raspberry, and tutti frutti to champagne and even honey. Also offered are complete feminine syringe kits. Ideal for traveling, the kit contains a 2-quart capacity latex syringe bag with strong molded collar and hang-up loop, a vaginal pipe and rectal pipe tubing with shut-off valve for controlled flow, all encased in a waterproof zippered bag.
I'm sure Adam
the
Curry has a rectal pipe.
The bolt-type feminine syringe has an 8-ounce capacity. Liquid concentrate packet douches come pre-measured with excellent cleansing, non-irritating, and highly effective chemicals ready to be mixed with 1 quart of water. The most avant-garde of all douches is a completely motorized electric douche machine with motor encased in a tractive container which discharges the water at a gentle, even pressure automatically. This very unusual film is now taking you into the exclusively private world of the female. These revealing close-up camera shots have been filmed only recently and have never been shown publicly before. You are witnessing the use of the douche bag, the syringe, and bulb-type douching syringe, and you are now learning about the most intimate moments in a woman's life. Douching is a simple, easy method of attaining internal cleanliness. It requires very little time, and the majority of women perform this cleansing ritual regularly. Naturally, each woman uses the type of douche which she finds most suitable for her individual needs.